Friends, we are continuing our previous shiurim on the topic of Talmudic methodology. It is so incredibly exciting to continue learning through the Sefer Hamidos, the Cheker HaHalacha of Adon Rabbi Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono Levracha. We are in the Mid of Mitzius Fidin Midyur Aleph in the second volume. This year is dedicated to the entire world, Livasha Chuas Olamim, Avimorivim Morasi, and for Simcha Benechagitel Abracha Batzlacha, B'chol Maase Yadav. In the previous shir, we saw the Chakira about a get. It's pshat that you need the Mitzius of V'nosan B'yadav, or you also need the din that comes out of the mitzius of the nosan biyada. You have to put it in her hand. Is it enough to just do the mitzius of putting it in her hand? Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat, you need the din of the mitzius. The din of the mitzius is that she has acquired this get, or she has been given this get, but the din is that now she has a get. It's not just the mitzius of it being put in her hand. The din of the mitzias is kinyan haget shebiyad of it. Now she acquired this get. So what's the nafgamina? The nafgamina is to other kinyanim work. If you need the mitzias mamish, then no, only putting it in her hand mamish works. But if you need the din that comes out of the mitzias I kinyan haget, then other kinyanim work. And that's the shorash hamachlokas harishonim, whether other kinyanim work. Rashi says kinyan agav does work, other rishonim hold it doesn't. Okay, that's what we saw in the previous year. That's mitzias v'din, the mitzias of putting your hand, or the din that comes out of that. Okay. Gam, continues the Rav, Gam machloket ha-tosfot ve'arif, v'had amrinen eidav b'chatumav zachin lo. Aval rak kishamati liyadei sh'az amrinen gilai mirtel ha-mafrei ha-mishat ha-chatima. So we have a machlokas tosis rif. We say that eidav b'chasumav zachin lo, that when eidim signed the get, that is already a zachia. That already is acquires the whatever the get says for the stated party, just with the chesimus before it was actually given. So what happens when the get comes into the person's hand? We say that retroactively mishasa chesima, the kinyan was made. So the machlokas shonim with Tosfos in the Riv, Tosfos in Bav Mitzia, that even if this property, let's say, was sold in the meantime, the kinyan mamish, nevertheless, kishemati liyade, when the first person, when the first buyer gets the shtar, the second mechira is batal, because the first mechira is chal lemafreya. The rif holds no, that in such an instance, the second buyer acquires it, the person who bought it after the shtar was given to Reuven, and then the shtar was written for Reuven and signed, and then Shimon made an actual kinyan, he actually received a shtar, did another kinyan. So when Reuven gets the first shtar, it's too late already. So according to Tosfos, the first lokeach is acquires, and according to the Rif, he doesn't. If someone is sold in the meantime, then it's given to the second guy. So this machlokas also is a machlokas b'mitzius v'din. If the mati liyadei is required only in the mitzias, that the paper, there's a very important typo here in the older edition, the newer edition it was fixed. In the older edition it says shenaga haniyar shel shtar mechira, it should say sheyagia haniyar shel shtar mechira. Do you just need the mitzias that the paper of the shtar mechira should come into the hands of the seller? So it was signed, but it wasn't yet given. To the buyer. So do we say that it actually has to come into the hands of the buyer? All you need is the mitzias of the shtar mechira coming into the hands of the buyer, and now the buyer is holding the shtar, and that's what's required? Or do we say no? We require not that a shtar should come into the person's hands, not just the mitzias of a shtar, but a din of a shtar mechira should come into his hands. Not just the mitzius of this shtar paper, shiagia haniyar shel shtar mechira, that the paper of the shtar mechira should come into the hands of the buyer, or no? Do we require that not just the paper, but an actual shtar mechira? It has to have the status of a shtar mechira. That's not just the mitzius, but in the muvan of din, in the context of the din of a shtar mechira, that it should have to, it should have a din shtar. So what's the nafgamina if the buyer has to get a paper of a shtar mechira or a din shtar mechira? So the nafgamina is muvan meilav, it's understood. If we say like the first sad, then there's no difference between lo machar bintayim or veni machar bintayim. If pshat is that all that has to happen is that a mitzius of a shtar mechira has to come into the hands of the buyer, so what does it matter if the land was sold in the interim? In the end, the mitzius of a shtar mechira came into his hand, and the second mechira, which was done in the interim after it was signed, before it was given, is going to be cancelled. But if we say like the second side, that a din shtar has to come into his hand, that's only shayich when it wasn't sold in the interim. That even if we don't say Gloy Muslim Afreya, so now it has a shame shtar mechira. Bedin. So even if it wouldn't work l'mafreya, l'fachot work l'kanu l'haba. Avalokein kishamachar bintayim. Shim lo yewi l'mafreya, ein klal al ze shame shtar mechira. Ele niyar be'alma. But this is not so when he sold in the interim. Because if it is not effective retroactively, there is no shame shtar mechira on this. Rather, it's just a piece of paper, because the field doesn't belong to the moicher anymore. It belongs to the new buyer, second buyer. So that's the machlokas. The Rif holds that it needs to have a din shtar. So if in the interim he sold it, now when he gets the shtar, when the first buyer gets the shtar, he's just getting a mitzias of a shtar, but it has no din shtar, because this land was already sold. So how can you sell land that's not yours? It's nothing. It's niyar balma, it's chaspe balma, it's nothing. So therefore the rif holds, doesn't work. Masha'en kain, when we talk about shitstosis, tosos just need a mitzias of a shtar mechira. So mitzias of a shtar mechira, for that, it's enough that even just a piece of paper comes into the person's hands, the piece of paper of the shtar mechira. And we say, ah, you got a mitzias of a shtar mechira, so this is going to be chalam afrei, and it's going to cancel the sale that was done in the interim. So I need a mitzias of a shtar mechira, not a din shtar mechira. Now this example is different than the previous example, because there, lenyan get isha, the chakira is, if we need only the mitzias of putting it in her hand, or it's enough, in other words, the only thing that will work will be the mitzias, or it's enough that you have the din of the mitzias. So the din of the mitzias is more inclusive, because the din of the mitzias is not only when she gets a shtar get in her hand, but it's also when she gets a shtar get bekinyan agav. So there, the din of the mitzias is more inclusive than the mitzias. If you need the mitzias, then you mamish need her to get a get in her hand, and it wouldn't work to give her the get b'kinyan agav. But if it's enough to have the din of the mitzias, that's more inclusive, and therefore even a kinyan agav would work. So that's more inclusive. But here in this example, it's fakert that the din the tzad harishon is more inclusive. The mitzius tzad is more inclusive. Because not only do we say, not only do we say that when there was no sale in the interim, we say it even if there was a sale in the interim, if all you need is that the mitzius of a shtar should come into her hand, even though it doesn't have a din shtar mechir, once the mitzius comes in, that's effective, that's enough, and memela, it's chalam afreya, and the second sale is going to be cancelled. So here the mitzius is more inclusive. It includes even a case where in the interim, the land was sold to somebody else. Masha'en kain, if we say we need the din of the mitzias, that's less inclusive, because the din is that it has to have a din shtar mechira. And if it doesn't have a din shtar mechira, it doesn't work. When does it have a din shtar mechira? Only if no sale was made in the interim. If a sale was made in the interim, then this doesn't have a din of a shtar mechira, so what came into her hands was nothing. Okay, beautiful. So now we've understood the Eid of Chasum Zachin law, according to this Mahalach, and how it relates to the din of get, the contrast it with get. And Mirtz Hashem, we have, obviously, many, many, many more hundreds, of Shiurim, and a lot to talk about. This sugi particularly is a tremendous amount of Torah involved and written, so I hope that we're able to return to it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.